In Jesus' name we pray.
If you remove the bars, some of the bars, maybe, okay. Now the Bible says we are still going to pray tonight. Amen. The news that has gotten to us are frightening news. So many people have been calling in from Kano, from Kaduna, from Bauchi, from so far, of killings, bloodshed. I had to start calling everybody to try to find out if they were still alive. Friends, a beast is approaching. It's a strange kind of beast that locks out for blood. It has an appetite that is not satiable. And when this beast begins to crawl, many innocent lives can be overtaken. It is our assignment as intercessors to lift up God's banner and to provide a defense, to provide shelter for the land and the territory in which we dwell. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 18, violence, amen. It's as if we're in a hall. Remove the hall effect, okay? And I'm like talking like an old man. Old man. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. And then give me volume now. Wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. Violence will not be heard in thy walls. Destruction shall not be figured within thy borders. Hallelujah. Violence will not find expression. It is out of order for the spirit of violence to break out in a community where the name of Jesus is mentioned. It's one of the principal or the focal callings of the intercessor to ensure that within his boundary the breeding ground of violence will not be found. That's why we pray. That's why we stand in the gap. That's one of the cardinal reasons. In order to shield the land from a spiritual mercenary called destruction. In Hebrew, it's called Abaddon. In Greek, it's called Apollyon. When destruction lightens upon the land, it changes the configuration of that land, and it will take about 20 years, two decades, to undo the work that destruction has brought. When you look upon your TV screen and you see the effect of the hurricane on Japan, it will take more than 30 years to undo the impact of that encounter. That's what happens when violence moves through a territory. When destruction comes, violence is the one that opens the door for that personality called Apollyon, destruction, to come upon the land. And if it comes upon the land, even if you are able to restrain it, the impact of his presence will take many decades to undo. Can we pray today? Can we pray today? Forget about the cosmetic nature of your voice. Forget about your vocal cord. Don't protect it. Let us cry out to heaven concerning what is taking over, eating over northern Nigeria like a plague. It's eating like a plague. Hallelujah. Our brother Tena just called in that the dad's church has been set ablaze. I told him, I said, young man, because I say go home, because I know where the dad's church is, I know where his house is. I say, what are you doing? Leave there. He say he's just going home now. Now, a lot of people are panting. Many people are missing right now. Strange things are happening. And when these things begin to take place, the enemy of the state becomes the church. What has the building, what have the people got to do with your problem? But every political situation that finds expression, that's why I need you to understand that violence is not reasonable. It's a very unreasonable thing. It's not rational at all. But if it has entered into a territory, hallelujah. I remember when we had something like a student demonstration while I was in my extra year in Benue State University. Student demonstration. I actually forgot the object of the demonstration, what the demonstration was all about. Little demonstration like that, and then I heard that there's a song in Thief that warriors those days used to sing if they are about to fight. Is there a song like that? Alright, so the students, the guys started singing that song and started moving from place to place, and guys that were reading, they drove them out, and before you know it, that little thing, because I know the people that started it, they just started it as if they were joking. That day, people were burnt alive, and just finding your way from school to town became a prayer point. We had to go through the bank, because while we're trying to cross the road, some live ammunitions were being shot, and it just started with a handful of people that got aggrieved and started singing that song, and before you know it, it went out of hand. In fact, I met one of the people and I say, if you grow, when you mature, you will find out that there are better ways of dealing with issues like this. When you mature the best thing I'm talking about is one of us. But he was an activist then. I said, when you grow up, you will find out that there are better ways of handling issues like this. And you know that at a point, the people that started it, my roommate was the ring leader. My roommate ran and met me and knelt down and said, the place that this violence has gone, they have killed like 6 people. The implication of that is that it has gone out of hand. The implication of that is that the spirit has taken over. And that's why the guys that started it have lost the ability to calm it. There's something called violence. It's a spirit. When violence takes over, it's just like nobody can predict how far a burning fire can travel in dry grass. That's how it is. When violence takes over, you can no longer tame the situation. It's out of hand. Only intercessors can raise a banner that can stop it. Meanwhile, violence is the forerunner of the spirit called destruction. If destruction enters, forget it. Just forget a prayer point. No need to pray again. Once this, even if we were able to forestall it from gaining full advantage, that it entered alone to take about 2 decades to undo its effect. Hallelujah. It's not been too long that the impact of the Biafra has been erased. Not been too long. But the scar, the ancients have refused to forgive. When destruction enters into the territory, it doesn't only leave a scar on the land. It leaves a scar on people's emotion. And that generation, unfortunately, may die with that scar. Can we cry out? There's so much violence breaking out in different parts of the north. I've been trying. They called me 8 o'clock this morning to tell me that violence has started in Zaria. I don't know how far they went. But I know that there are churches that if those churches are burnt in Zaria, there will be no peace again. There will be no. I know some churches that if it gets that far, the Christians will fight. But at this point, we don't even understand what is the true state of things. But the only weapon we have in this time is to lift up a banner and to decree that violence will not be figured within our borders. Can we cry today as we stop and as we restrain the spirit of destruction that is seeking to take advantage of this this circumstance, this situation. Somebody must lose an election. Somebody must win, somebody must lose. But violence is not rational. It breaks out because it's a spirit. And there's a point to which it reaches that only God can apply restraint. Can we rise up as a people of God? Well, you are not constrained to stand up. If you are tired, you can sit down, no problem. But I want every one of us to be praying as we cry out like one man with one voice and say, Lord, let your banner be lifted. Let your banner be lifted. It is written that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against him. When the enemy shall come in, when he shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall raise a standard, shall lift up a standard. That's the standard we are praying tonight, that will be raised up by the Spirit of God. And I need you to understand that this violence travels more in the night than in the daytime. We have had so much news, so many destruction, so much destruction has been infected already in the daytime. We want to restrain the enemy of the night that will take the baton in order to entrench more unruliness in the territory, in the land, and in the nation. Lord, it is written. Shelima Habraske, Zebazela, 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 Abentas Kabaraka Petonde, Babreska Taneza Lia Takambra Sala. It is written, Lord, that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall lift up a standard against him. Right now, O God, we lift up a standard of the Spirit, a standard of the Spirit, as we cry and call upon your name, that this violence be restrained. Let this rider, let this reckless rider be restrained by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sahe sahe la harabantes kabarahela. Simbra halakasta tembra skopeta abranse kabaya mansala bahaya ebra kateba costa baraka mantale efra shabara kambre skataya ebretetela barunda rabakuda bakadela rabaskanda baboronko rabaske bareta biara bakadeba aya mansaleya aya mansaleya aya mantala balaya abraskatela brakataya abraskate goskete biara babarama lahaya Escabarante Brigadea, Zakuria Vakaskamanta, Abraskata Barata Bazaya, Abrakata Brata Babarataya, Abrakata Barata Branta Baboria, Abrakata Bradabaska de Bala, Escabaranta Bradababori Bala, Escabaranta Bradababori Bala, Abaka Baskanda, Abaka Barabalataya, Abaka Barabasanda, Abakaska Tobia Babalama, Escabre, 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 Ebalante Brigade, Abranta Babosa Malataya, Ebaba Sala, Lord, we lift up the standard of your blood in the name of Jesus. We lift up the standard of your blood in the name of Jesus. Zegabela Mrakantela Vera Babalaya, Zegabalanta Branta Babori Malataya, Escata Yega Dada Babola, Abraskatane, Abraskatane. Abraskatana,
Pakatala Babo Sale, Askata Mena Saledade, Askata Benta Masalata, Askata Banta Baborima, Rapetaya, Baskana Mosea, Ifrata Baskanda Baboria, Aberate, Lord, we lift up Kaduna State, 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 we lift up Kano State, we lift up Bauchi State, before you today, before you today, Apera Mande, Askane Mondaya, Escabrakataya, Apera Duska Mezale Baraketa, Ifra Mandela Baboria, Sakabala Balahala, Sakabraskata Babondena, Sakabrekadela Bakada Mantalia, Sakamantaya, Ebra Bakatekos Ketebia Babaramantua, Arupa, Arupa, Arupa. I ganante bre, iga dede de, iga da da dede lo, apreska mansela bina, iande de dodoska mande, apreketa le bekeria basale, apreketa la baskuda, apriana makatelia, e basote, e brakate la bakaska mosa, e katia la babuska mantaya, esketa mansobria, eskateta molokonda, eskamantali bakaderia. Lift up your voice, Kaduna State, we redeem it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Kano State, we redeem it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every force of darkness, every spirit of violence, spread across the land, spread across the land with an insatiable appetite for death and destruction, for blood and flesh. Today we restrain you by the mighty hand of God. We restrain you by the power in the name of Jesus. We restrain you. We restrain you. We restrain you. Oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Pick up your Bible anywhere you are standing or sitting. Let us get a reference as we move it to another level. The truth of the matter is, before the devil strikes like this, some forces must have been dispatched to weaken people that stand in the place of prayer so that darkness can have a full course of advantage. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When the Son of Man broke the first seal, a vision appeared in heaven, and suddenly this man saw a white horse. And the Bible says the rider on the horse had a bow in his hands, and it was given unto him to conquer and to conquer. It was given unto him to move from one level of conquest to another level of conquest. That's how the spirit of violence operates. It can start so little. It can start so small. But it travels with mighty potential. The Bible says that the rider on the white horse began conquering and to conquer. If it's not restrained at the first level, it enters into the next level. If it's not restrained at the next level, it enters into another level. I am witness, because I was there in the city of Kano when the whole city erupted in violence. Violence broke out in Chalawa. It broke out in close to the university. It broke out everywhere, so much so that you could not go out or come in or run to the airport. Every entry and exit point was a strategic location for violence. So you could not run to the pillar or to the post. The Bible says that this horse had he was conquering, and he conquered, conquering to conquer. Hallelujah. We want to restrain it. We want to restrain that horse. That horse that had begun to burn with flames and fire.
We want to restrain the potential that it carries, that it will not be able to unleash the full strength of its potential. We lock it down. We seal it in. We cut it off. We lift up the banner of God. For when the Spirit, the Bible says, when the enemies are coming like a flood, the Spirit of God shall raise a standard against them. A time came in the kind of violence that the people say, all right, what we need now is no longer the blood of ordinary Christians. Let's get the pastors now. Conquering and what? And to conquer. They have tested the blood of normal Christians too much. The streets were dripping with blood. There was a waterway that was gushing out with blood. Not that it was raining season. It was dry season. But it was gushing out with blood. A waterway. Hallelujah. And they came to a point, they said, no. How will it look like if we have the blood of pastors flowing through the waterways? And the violence entered another level. They began to... That was when... Let me stop there. A mighty pastor, a bishop, he was a bishop. If you have been to Kano, it's the largest auditorium in Kano, secular or sacred. 10,000 seat auditorium. The bishop of Calvary Life. They started looking for him to kill. And several other people. It was in that season that he took off to U.S., United States of America, and for safekeeping, because the violence was terrible. People, ministers were named and picked. There was a minister that used to minister on ray power, and he did erect havoc on ray power. I don't know how they allowed him to preach, but for the 1 month he preached, my God, he rained fire on through the airwaves, and the conviction of many, oh my God, was in doubt in the practice of Islam. They had to look for his heart. Where is he? He began conquering and what? And to conquer. We want to restrain it in its infancy. We want to cut it off in this juvenile state, because it has a propensity and the potential for great evil. Can we rise up and call upon him? But if you are tired, you can sit, no problem. Just make sure you are praying. It has come in the first level. It can go crazy. It can go gaga. It can go mad. But we want to restrain it. We want to restrain it. We want to restrain it. The Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard. Shalera matale bakuria masaleba. Eprantas Bomba Brakasketa Birakate Raila Mansale Babo Yakapetamina. We restrain it. We restrain it. We cut off his power to go beyond this point. We restrain it. We restrain it. We restrain it. We cut it off. Shalema Haria Faceta Shalema Skebria La Vasata Mante. It's our assignment as watchmen, as intercessors, to restrain violence. It paves the way. It's the machinery that comes to evangelize the path for destruction. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we take advantage of the power of the blood. We take advantage of the power of the blood right now. And as we restrain the spirit of violence that has taken over the northern part of this nation, we ask, oh God, we ask, oh God, and we stand in your authority to restrain this reckless rider of wickedness. We restrain it in the name of Jesus Christ. Maya Lamaskadima Shebabonda Hafes Kaparanea Rapetes Kambroda Bakayama. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I, the Lord, I will hear right from heaven. I will hear right from my throne. I will hear. I will hear. I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land. Lord, there's a plague in our land. Death is moving in our land. Destruction seeks an opportunity to break evil, break entrance, to come into our territory. But we lift up our voice. We cry, oh God, heal our land. Heal our land.
Heal our land. We're restraining this rider. We cut him off. We cut him off in Kano State. We cut him off in Kaduna State. We cut him off in Bauchi State. We cut him off in Niger State. We cut him off in Borno State. We cut him off in the name of the Lord. Sahila Bakaska Marahalabataya. Shalebobosque, we are your people. We are called by your name. Lord, we have come in all humility to seek, O God, your face, that your hand may be stretched forth over this mighty storm that has begun to eat into the land, to eat into the polity. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Kaile Baba Sabre Rababa Rabaha Rabaska Rabba Aplaska Tomonse Jaco Pretana Mandoria Parenaski Labra Selabaya. Oh God, oh Lord. Sabra Tabarabalahaya Efraskate Babanza Moria Ebraskate Bareka Mansela Ebrekatela Baskamerandelia Ebra Bakatabuskata Baraba Ebrakate Babaranta Bababoria Ebrasketa Rena Baramenate Ebra de Bakaske Tomina Zaleta Ebrakate Basketadia Rana Baba Rapeskate Bregate Askatamina Zaleba Labreskate Mazalina Ande La Yula Sale Abreska Merabatan de Mascadia Abreska Tenzomina Rabeska Prata Baska de Babandelia Ebrera Bakate Basabra da Baboria Abreska Bina Hale Areza Mama Abreska Tobrera Baramaskanda Abreska Tabera Baboza Manhaya Ifra Mansela de Cabo Mancantem Bregade Mancante Zamina Askebriela Bazamina Askebriela Baboza Mantaya Ziga Babalata Malataya Ziga Balata Branta Baboria Abreska Manzale Abreska Manzala Babora Maska de Babae Ivraska Manzala Babadaya Abrebala Sayamasakatu Abria Bazamina Kadelia Isabarabalaha Isabarabahaya Isabalabahaya Abramaskanda Badababora Makade Marabasketomina Salababa Lembraskate Balatamina. Lord, we stop the bloodshed. Lord, so many lives have been cut off this day. We ask, oh God, as we lift up your banner, we say peace. We say peace to Kaduna State. Peace to Bauchi State. Peace to Kano State. Igabera Naselia. Araba raba raba skadia escante de itanamantore itamanantalia itanamantalia itanamantalia itamanandali itamandoska itamansana itanamandolia itanamangadea itanamangodeba 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 Asabarabalabala, Asabarabalabala, Escatada Baladada, Escatada Babo, Mantala Brascata Brigadella Bakuda, Laila Brascatom Vesavula, Rabacom de Mansaledo, Ibramacate da Dias Quebrasando, Barante Escabaracaba, Barante Barabasaya. Barante Baburia.
In Jesus' name.
Isaiah 60:18, please look upon it critically. For we are going to proclaim a prophetic declaration. Verse 18b says, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Thou shalt call thy walls salvation. Thou shalt call thy gates praise. When the victory was gained over violence and destruction, there was an added commandment, an added instruction that was given. He said, go and make sure you call your walls salvation. Make sure you call your gates praise. It means that when you conquer violence in a territory, if violence has entered, it has the capacity to come again. If it has made its entrance, I remember Jos was one of the most peaceful places in this nation. In fact, I had a dream, a plan. Hallelujah. I wanted to drive my family to Yankari Game Reserve. Not to fast and pray, not to fast, but just to stretch my limbs. And when this desire began to become strong, the gates were locked. Because before you get there, you will pass through Jos. And violence does not know whether you are coming from honeymoon. It's irrational. Doesn't flow on the template of sound reason. It's a battle of the soul that knows no boundary. Hallelujah. And violence hit Jos. And when it hit Jos, that peaceful place, where's UK? I saw him. Anytime there's violence and it's in Jos, is the one that sends me text messages so that we can pray. Hallelujah. Now the situation in Jos is that there are several places, in fact Jos have been divided, just like Kaduna has been successfully divided. Christian side, Muslim side. That also is a situation among the gangsters in America. We have west side, east side. It's violence that dichotomizes a city like that. And then there's a reorganization of that city, an evolution of that city along some kind of lines that can engender peace. When violence enters a place, it has the capacity to revive. The moment it hit Jos, I remember those days we used to go to Terminus Market. Wonderful place. I guess in all of the north, there's no city that you have an organized market system like the one we had in ancient Jos. And there's this wonderful place, Terminus. Hallelujah. You know, I sought for admission in that land, so I checked it. But it was not mine for the taking. So there was no entrance into the gate. The gate was locked. No authority to open it because Jesus had not sent me there. But nevertheless, I perused the street paths and I discovered Terminus. We could get some good stuff in that place. A wonderful place. The last time I went there, it was raised to the ground. Jesus, I don't know how that happened. But this look on that city was a look of despair. And it would take many, many years to undo that evil. Hallelujah. Now, so it's a violence and destruction shall not be heard in thy borders. Hallelujah. It's as if they have attained some form of victory and control of the borders. But he said, don't celebrate, go and name thy walls salvation. Make sure you proclaim that your gates hereafter are praise. Bring a different influence into the embankment. If not, somebody will smell the stench of violence again, and that spirit will possess him. Are you still with me? He said, make sure you proclaim that the walls will be called salvation, which is the opposite of what happens when violence takes over a place. Death, affliction, pain, oh my God, grief. He said, proclaim that thy gates will be called salvation. Proclaim that thy gates will be called, thy walls will be called salvation, thy gates will be called praise. So if you look at that scripture, you find there are four variables. The replacement for violence was salvation. Have you seen it? And the replacement for destruction was praise. And the part B aspect of that scripture was a prophetic action that the prophet instructed that must be carried out. Hallelujah. My grandfather served idols. And I remember when my auntie that raised an uncle of mine that became very wealthy, we went to visit her because she is married to a thief man, so we went to Gboku. And she was giving me historical perspective. My dad was the first son, so my dad went to my grandfather and said, this idol you are serving, who do you think will inherit it? The man said, I'm doing it for myself, and I did not tie any of you. It's me, only me, I'm doing it for myself. I didn't tie you. So allow me to worship my God. So my father used to afflict him with words like that to get him to experience a change of heart. So while that war was going on, this uncle of mine was staying with my auntie, who is married to a thief man. My auntie married very late, so her name was Miss. Miss. And she used to be a classroom teacher then, and she can give backhand. She was known for her popular backhand stroke. Hallelujah. Then one day my uncle walked up to her and said, I'm going to have money and I will travel abroad. Miss now looked at him and said, you will have as much as you have said. Then his manifesto had not yet come to an end. He brought her down again and said, when I have this money, I will revive our father's shrine. You see, you are not with me. I need to explain this critically so that we can pray it. If darkness has stepped into a place, it has the tendency of reviving. Even without mentoring somebody and bringing the person to continue, darkness knows how to leave a stench behind that somebody will come and sniff, and then they will to establish it again. In a generation that experienced practical disconnect from the time when this evil was perpetuated, will now desire boldly to reestablish it. Why? Because when those days my dad contended with my grandfather until he started attending Bible church, we were never told he gave his life to Christ, but it's the Kwaibo people that came to carry out the ceremonies at his burial. Hallelujah. We thought it had ended, but there was no prophet to name the word salvation. There was no man of understanding to change the name and call it something else that does not bear the memory and the worship of the spirit that operated before. There was nobody to put an end and to rename the sensitive places. And so many years later, my uncle, as a young lad, said he will travel abroad, he will buy big vehicles, and also resurrect the shrine that is falling. Believe you me, that man traveled abroad, everywhere. He bought big vehicles. In fact, the vehicle he has that is very big. The day they went to spray it, it was 130,000 for spray. So, amen. If they spray my own, it's 50,000. They spray his own, it's 130,000. So he ended up getting the big vehicle. And the story didn't end there. He also revived the shrine. And the unfortunate thing is that the shrine was revived in our day and time. And then he put intercessors in the family. He gave us a different, a new assignment. We would have been praying for something else, but a shrine has come. In fact, the shrine that he imported was not just a monument, was not just an antiquity. He brought the priest himself. If it were an antiquity, all we would have had to do was to go cause the spirit and take his point of contact and burn it, and would have been free. Hallelujah. Of course, we cannot do that except by instruction. Even if we desire to take it out, we'll be calling upon the name of the Lord until he gives an instruction. Just in case somebody is here and around you there is such an antiquity, and then you leave out of this service and you want to go practice what I just preached, I want to add another aspect to it. You don't go lift antiquities like that until there's an instruction from heaven. Every instruction from heaven comes with an insulative grace. Please help me preach to your neighbor. An instruction from heaven carries along with it a grace of insulation. A story was told about the fortress in Ipole, in Obadigbo, local government. And one of these white men that loved to carry to buy antiquities came to the country, came to Lagos, and stumbled upon this guy who knew that in his village and in the house of his uncle, there are many antiquities that bear the name and memory of many gods. And so he felt, well, if I go and make do with one of the antiquities and I ferry it to Lagos, I'll get some good change, and the white man will be left to death to deal with the spirits. And so he sneaked by night time. He got the services of a carpenter, in a local carpenter in the city, and they broke through the door and made away with the antiquity, put it in a vehicle, made it to Lagos. Hallelujah. And then the first sign that manifested was that the local carpenter was in his shade trying to strike a few strokes on his new creation. He was trying to strike, and one of the backstroke made it to something on his shelter, and something came out and struck, just a stroke to the back. He never knew what. In fact, he didn't live long enough to tell the story, but he lived enough to cry sometimes before he was lowered. So when the news of all those events, and meanwhile, several images and personalities began to visit the young man in Lagos. Strange beings, without head, without beings with one leg, just spinning inside like that. The guy knew his days were no longer many. I just brought out this story just to tell you that you don't just go take antiquities. You must be led by Jesus. Hallelujah. So he felt the way to appease the spirits was to deport the antiquity back to Obadigbo. And he was able to bring it back. I wonder the kind of driver that had that boldness to drive all the way from Lagos with an antiquity. But somehow they got there safely. And then they went back to install it. And then the uncle, who is the custodian, the current custodian, even though that antiquity is lacking worship and memory, like right now, there's nobody to sacrifice to it. You understand what I'm talking about? So they brought it back, and the guy said, that you touch this thing is... I know you have brought it, but that you touched it. he was caught up. All right? Now, what he would have done, or what anybody needs to do, you don't just take off like a tornado to do that kind of assignment. You must be sent by Jesus. And Jesus will only send somebody at the right time. So you cannot make him send you today. You can't make him send you tomorrow. But if he sends us, we go. And when we go, we come back alive. Hallelujah. Now, this guy did not only revive the altar of my forefathers, but he brought the priest. And the priest had a room in his house in Abuja. Yes. So if you come to him and you want to receive money from him, he sends you to the priest. They call him brother, brother, brother. He said, go and see brother first. See brother. So the priest was ruling in my family for 10 years. Through him, in fact, The priest, at a point, the priest was earning 1 million naira every month. And I'm not missing words. Was earning 1 million naira every month from my uncle. So he built a house that is as fortified as central bank in our village. You know, when they build central bank, it's almost like concrete. So that you can't shoot through the wall. You can't say you take a sickle or an axe to. At a point, he was getting 1 million a month. And for 10 years, there was darkness on that family. But we that knew the implication, we drew back and began to pray. Prayer for 10 years. Hallelujah. But surprisingly, in the first year of the prayer, God answered. God said, I will do it. Just like our sister raised today, that when Daniel began to pray, the first day that Daniel raised the prayer point, God heard it and heaven began to act. Amen? Are you still with me? God heard it and heaven began to act. But you see, there was no information that came from heaven to him. So because there was no such information, the young man continued. I knew God heard, because God told me that he had heard. But God did not tell me that he had finished it. So we kept on praying. We kept on praying. We kept on praying. We kept on praying. And then after you pray and you feel some form of relief, you will hear another news from the village and of an escapade that has been carried out. And your heart will break again. And you begin to pray again. The reason was because there was nobody to say that this was from henceforth shall be called salvation. Hallelujah. Nobody to come to the gates and say, this gates from this place shall be called praise. That anyone that enters into this gate will just find cause to give praise to God. Because the spirit that will begin to control the environment is different from that which have operated within our borders previously. A 10-year battle line was drawn. And we began to pray and began to pray and began to pray. And anytime there's a burial ceremony, they fortify the stronghold of the enemy in order to buy themselves more airtime of dominion in the place. Like some masquerades that have been outlawed for a very long time. We never knew that they existed again. During a burial in the compound, they went and used pickup and brought it. The kind of masquerade that walks, comes into the room with the back. And there's a strange kind of tune. There's an original drum that is used to play for that masquerade. They don't carve it in the open. The people that carve it need to transpose themselves and enter into a tree. And they carve it inside. Are you with me now? Because when they begin to beat it, they claim that evil spirits also dance to the tune of that drum. The rhythm and the harmony of the beating is not such that can make you dance. But they say that it produces a tune that makes spirits to rejoice. As Lord masquerade, as Lord tunes were struck that night. And when we knew that they were about to sell us to another 20 years of slavery, we woke up that night and began to pray. Because if my people who are called by my name, if that scripture is still in the Bible, then there's hope for every city. There's hope for every family. There's hope for every town. And we began to call upon the name of the Lord that night, and God decided to show up right there on the field. Because when the ceremony keeps going on, it gets to a high place, and when it reaches that high place, the tortoise shell that the masquerade carries on his chest, he now opens it up. And if you have spiritual eyes at that moment, you see that there are pins, 1 million pins that come out of his chest. And those pins must strike somebody. Months later, after that barrier, there will be another barrier. Because that masquerade does not come out without somebody going down. That's the masquerade they went to. And they are the head, they are the leaders of the family. Who am I to talk? In fact, my opinion is not even required for them to do anything they wanted to do. I went to the back of the house. There was one man doing one incantation there, and smoke was going up. So I said, young man, Why are you here?
He looked at me.
He said, You are young. So I laughed very well. I asked him again, young man, why are you here?
Then he now changed his language from the to another language that I don't know. Started speaking Igbo.
And then somebody there was interpreting that it's not him that he said that I'm not the one that brought my disciple. Your uncles hired me. So
leave me.
What did they hire him for? To stop rain from falling. In one day, so many departments of darkness were actively at work in the compound. The compound that it took many years to cleanse from darkness. But there was nobody there to say, from this day, these walls will be called salvation. If anybody enters these walls with evil, the curse will come on. Nobody said that. He prolonged the days of darkness. Mysterious death that we had ended came back again for a season. And we said, Lord, for how long will we walk in darkness? And we serve the great God of Israel. Hallelujah. It was a fight that we all felt the heat. But we were praying in this place when God spoke to me one night that right now the pendulum has turned. Well, I wrote it down and I went home and I rejoiced. That's how it started. Somebody became sick. One of the people that was pioneering that stuff to bring shrine, bring this, bring that, became sick. Could no longer go to the toilet for 1 month. They took him to the hospital, operated him, brought him back as if he was recovering. Then he began to die again. Then they went and brought the sorcerer. And he did incantation, did his thing, and then prophesied that in 3 days this man will rise. And in 3 days he died them all. Then I said, okay, they will take him to London. He now said, if you take him, he will die. But if you take him and I follow him, I'll bring him back. So he was desperate to go to London. He didn't know how to get the visa. But he wanted to follow Jesus. And my uncle was so daft because he was under the spell of darkness. He was the one that said in his childhood that he wanted to restore the shrine. He was so daft. And they were running from pillar to post, and God told me that the man was not going to leave. So I called my brother. I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine. I off the phone. After the second day prayer, I said, are you well? He said, yes. I off it. The third day, I said, hey! He said, there's burial in our house. I said, okay. It's well. Because if that man had not died, if that thing worked, if that thing, that prophecy, that guy was saying that, in 3 days he will rise. If it had worked, nobody would believe Jesus again. I said, Lord, you know you can do all things. So this man is already dying. He's going. But let him go well. We have time for him to be saved. This is the man that stood up, he drove his wife. Drove his wife. This, that he's the God of himself. This. And the woman did nothing. And the first part to his salvation is to make peace with that woman first. People went to pray for this man to be healed. He said, is he not a human being that dies? What prayer are you praying? In his state of death and state of need, he was not even broken. I said, Lord, let this, we know he won't live again. Torture him small so that his heart will break. Then after 3 days, people came for prayer. He now accepted. And then when they finished praying for him, he cried. Then they said, you have to make peace with your wife. He shouted against him. Nobody should come again. He's crippled now, but he's still giving instruction. Because that was the only thing that was holding him back. Before he died again, he said, bring my wife, let me. After he now apologized to the woman before he died. I know God arranged that one so that, hallelujah, but he died. I'm not happy that he died, but if that death will prove that that man doesn't have all power, it was a great salvation. And then my uncle started doubting. Then even the one in the village that takes care of shrine came and said, this man is of the devil. And they now gathered the prophet, bundled the prophet together, and casted him out, and said, "You are banished from here." The people that did that thing did not know that they had the ability to do it, but God was winning a battle. When that one now happened, if some of us show up, some people will be angry, so we didn't go. I went to Boko, met my auntie. I said, "Well, you know, we can't go for burial, because if we get there, the subject of this matter will change. They will bring another subject. So you go for us and make sure that prayers are heard, that make sure people confess." And then after they finish the burial, the Nancy, because she's older than all of them, "All of you come." It was that day that the gates were called praise and the walls called salvation. From there, proclaim a curse that anybody that will bring anything diabolical here again, because the name of this territory is called what? Salvation. If anything that is brought here has a relationship with death, let a curse. And everybody now endorse it with their fingerprints. Even the ones that didn't believe, the ones that were keeping shrines, say, "Let it be like that." But from that day, they knew, because of the utterance they had made, it was a violation for them to consult in the compound. So in the night, they had to ferry. You don't understand it. You need to call the walls salvation. That place will be now, will be a place that is devoted unto God, and darkness will not operate there. Even the Muslims know it in the north. When they burn a church, if you raise a church, like a church, a building like this, and you put a cross on the wall, if the Muslims come and they burn it, they will not take the land. The reason is because they believe that cross that you put there has defied the land. They can't use it for sorcery that it will work again. Because you have called the name, the wall, what? Salvation. You have called the gate what? Praise. You have put a limit, you have put a line. We are going to do a kind of prayer, and we'll pray like that until God answers tonight. Amen. Some of us will face the back, some of us face this side, face that side, some of us will face this side, and we'll begin to pray. As we proclaim that the boundaries of this nation will be salvation and praise. Salvation and praise. And anything that is figured in darkness that is brought in, let a curse come upon such people that try to figure and try to transport a contrary spirit into a land that has been consecrated under the name of the Lord. I want you to face a direction. Just face a direction as it pleases you. The west, the north, the south, as you begin to proclaim that so shall it be said, so shall it be written, that the walls of our nation, the boundaries of our land, shall be called salvation. Every entry route shall be called praise. And everyone that smuggles anything that maketh a lie, anyone that seeks to make it otherwise, let the hand of the Lord be upon such a person for evil. Kaile masala baruda, lefraske patamena, raboska iframena ilabande, lafroske mansale babaria makatala braskatebo. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, thy walls shall be called salvation. Thy gates shall be called praise. Mareke roboboska liya marahabaske. No more shall wasting and warring be figured within your borders. For the name of the Lord shall be upon your land. Your people shall be called blessed. Sons of righteousness shall spring from within you, from among you. The sons of strangers shall stand to build your walls. For thy gates are called praise. For thy walls are called salvation. Yea, la bakarabala saya.
No more shall the spirit of reckless wickedness move within you. For the name of the Lord shall ascend from within your midst. The cry of a king shall be heard in the midst of your company. Lord, we bless the very borders of this nation and of this land. Shaheke balahasa mantalia brahazali. Ika beronoske breska mandala baboria. Rabada balabalaha. Rabada balabalabaha. Rabada balabalabaha. Rabada balabalaba. Standada balaboria. Yekete de mose. Yezaleta, yezaleta. Lord, let the prayers upon the lips of your people be honored tonight. Let the utterances upon our mouths be accepted in your presence. By them, O God, let angels be dispersed. Let this legislation take root. Let it take root. Let it take root in this land. Let it take root in this nation. Let it take root, O God. Amen. Sandalebos kadradaba. Papatete baratahala. Papatete breketaliba salia. Rabeskabe. Aile. Zabarabalabalabalaba. Zabalabalabalabalabalaba. Zabalabalabalabalabala. Zabalabalabalabalaba. Zakaparabalabala. Zandarababoribala. Zandarabaskadaba. Zandarababoriamaza. Epreketenebeko, Epakatanababo, Askebrande Basalabalaya, Iparada, Iskaparande Baskadeba, Iskaparanda Barababoria, Samena de, Samena Braskataya, Ebantanzo, Eparamataya, Iskabala, Abrakabalatabaraba, Abrakabalatabrantababo. Askatabada Babarabalataya, Esabarahayama, Zahila, Kaila Barate, Sakasko Begabela Bakuria, Epiala Bastanda Babolataya, Abraske Bazondela, Abrasko de Basalaba, Aparabarabara, Escampega de la Balutadaya, Abriala Bastaya, to our brothers, Sabiko Savis. For the noise of wasting, the noise of warring shall cease from among us. And our gates, and our palaces, our entry routes, our exit centers shall be called praise. No more shall anything that maketh a lie be figured in it. For righteousness shall proceed from it, judgment, justice, and equity. For the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous one and therein, they find safety. Kaile Barasila. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, we proclaim peace. We proclaim the peace of the Lord. We proclaim peace in Warriland, in Delta State, in Bayelsa, in Lagos, in Enugu State, in Benue State, in Niger State, in Kogi State. We proclaim the peace of the Lord, 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 the peace of the Lord. We proclaim as one man, as one voice, we proclaim your peace through the lens and the breast of the terrain of our nation. That, oh God, we restrain violence. We restrain the noise of violence. We decree that it shall not be figured in our book. Kaile Masaleba. Kaile Marebaskelami. Ebria Vaselataya. Rabansome. Afete Melekeria. Afete Melekeria. Afete Melekeria. Aseria Mama. Ailema. Ailema. Ailema, sale barakapate, sale gabarabaskabia, sale kabrenda baburata. Peace be unto you. 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 Kayebo Seleme. Kayebo Seleme. Kayebo Seleme. Kayebo Seleme. Afene Menekeya. Afene Menekeya. Afene Menekeya. Asale Braskatamina. Ayla. 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 Salabarananiske. Salabalabaniske. Salabalabaniske. Abriela Basande Boboriba. Apete Bazilima. Apetela Baskadebo. Apetela Basanda. Apetela Balubada. Apetela Balubada. Apetela Balubada. Apetela Balubada. Azelaria Labalante. Azela Bazale Balai. Azela Bazela Zula. Azela Bazela Bezia. Esganela Labuluria. Azelanima Laia Labazae. Azuna Lebaluza. Azuna Malanda Lebaza. Azanusa Libala. Apetamans Galibade. Afetena Mamose. Asalua. 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 Peace be unto you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Please retain your position and hear in my spirit. That violence will soon want to break out from Boko. From Boko. I hear clearly in my spirit. I want us to avert that plan of the enemy. I want us to avert it. I want us to stop it. From Boko, from Boko. Say he's a hele Boko di Makatebae. Afete Mandeli. Afete Mankudabate. Askabe Nantambo Salate. Askerabuda da Sheka Mantelia. Erakila. Erakula Meskadia Bansaliba, Rapete Katakatato, Rakataliba Kadeva, Randa Mansalia, Randaman Nota Bakatamina, Abes Kapelahi, Askaya Balantaba. Peace be unto you, peace be unto you, peace be unto you, peace be unto you, peace be unto you. By his say, Escate Maleba Sigade, Escata Planta Babolate, Escate Babo, Mahaha, Esca Planta Bayeta Badua, Ayabas Complega de la Bacadaba. Peace be unto you. Allah Saka Barahestam Brahabaduza. Habadoza, Baile Nama, Akadeska Braska Tababoya. Peace be unto you. Kabraska Petalima, Laila Sabra Katala Babodokoske, Rebeske Tebredede, Maharafuska, Basuria Bakadebraska Tamina, Raila Hata. Laila Braskata Bada Babalaha Rampantan Santam Bambanta Rampantan Santam Bantabala Rampantan Santa Branta Babala Rampantan Santa Babo. Oh Lord, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. The peace of the Lord be figured in your borders. We stop the noise of waste. The noise of worry, the noise of violence, we pull it down. Aselime, Aselime, Janda Baborima Katebagadaya, Ibramena Katebaboria, peace.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
The moment of time, we want to lift up our voice. We are going to be praying for Benue State. As I traveled back from home, we came to Otukpo. Kai, oh my God. First of all, I would like us to cry out, and I am of the opinion that if a man can force himself to become a leader of a people, if that is possible, then it means that such a man can influence the destiny of that people for a season. That means by an act of his will, he can influence their destiny. And it happens to be that the issues of destiny, the issues of purpose, and exclusive reserve controlled by God. And there are several things that God does not permit. One of such things is to try to manipulate a man's or a people's destiny. Are you with me? To try to manipulate a people's destiny. God will not allow that. But it can happen. If the believers don't cry out, it can stand. Hallelujah. The Bible says to subvert a man in his course, that God does not allow it in his course, in his destiny, in that which God has ordained him to be. Then a man now makes himself a principality that will resist that from happening. The Bible says God will not permit it. Because we know that there are precursors of violence. Violence does not just find expression, even though we know that violence is unreasonable. The spirit doesn't need a reasonable platform to operate. God needs to arise over Benue State so that his enemies will be scattered. The tyranny that men's manipulation have brought upon this state, I think it has reached its peak. And it's our call as intercessors to rise up and say that the principle of the spirit has been violated, and on the strength of that, we call for justice. When the people of God cry, God's hand goes into action. I've seen a lot of banners congratulating several people that did not win, and they are feeling big and cool, and visitors are coming to greet them. Ayala kulima sila ya bakaki alaba. Hallelujah. I had to interview people, and they said when the elections began, they began to monitor the results, and the results were tallying, and then suddenly the Asian man began to make a headway, and the next time they heard the results, it was a landslide defeat, and it did not even correspond with the progression that was being monitored. The Bible says to subvert a man in his course. God does not permit it. Are you with me now? A man has a destiny. Somebody, for instance, in school has done sufficient for him to have a first class. Alright? He didn't cheat, didn't do anything. It's his right by reason of his input. Then a lecturer now rises up and says, I'm going to stand against that. Hallelujah. If that man cries, that lecturer is in trouble. Are you with me? There's a young man went somewhere, impregnated a girl, left her with two kids, eloped, went to town, got married, and was living cool. Do you think that if that lady there cries, the works of his hand will not be cursed? God will not permit it. Are you with me? You are not with me. These are serious issues. That's injustice to one man, yet the person cries and somebody is going down because of that cry. Talk about a nation. Talk about a people, a tribe held in captivity just because you evolved and became powerful once upon a time. That's madness. And it's reckless madness. It's reckless madness. The people's destiny cannot be held sway by just an entity that rises and finds out that it's influential, uses its influence to trample underfoot an entire tribe. It is unheard of. Want to cry out that God will set forth his scepter of justice? That God will set forth his scepter and overturn the situation of leadership in this land. Overturn. 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 Visit us, Lord. Visit us, Lord. Visit us, Lord. We are held in captivity. We are held in gloom. Our light has been turned to darkness. Our joy has been turned to money. But we call upon you. Because to no other can we turn but to the great King that rules in the affairs of men. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Hear ye the cry of your people. Shake bere na ki alabata. Efete me kori apasali. Aberania, aberania, sufate kadula matali bahale, afena maraye, akelia, 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 afande memoria kama saleba. Hear the cry of your people. Hear the cry of the people and arise by the hand, O God, of those that you have put in place. Let justice be administered to your people. Let them that pride themselves in victory that they have not acquired, let such be put to shame. Kaile Besila Maria, Efeda Masala Baboria Makatami, Alera Baske, Bria Dagazanta, Abrasketa Mondelia, Evra Ulabaka Manskalia. We call upon you. We call upon you. Your people wail. Your people cry. Aberania la vaste mande. Barana, barana, barana. Roka batazula mandia la babaya. Ebrasketa mina. Bareketa branta baboria. Aparande mastaya. But God, power of our Father. There is nowhere we can turn to for deliverance. But as a people we cry. As a people we cry. As a people we cry. For it is written that affliction shall not arise again the second time. Shekadula manahabrasketaya. Aile vegeda imon sonde. Baranom barakambeta. Paranon shekabaya. Abakata malakase, abakata masaliba, abakanske marandala, ebrasketa mirakute, maruasila. Let the wild wind from the spirit begin to blow over this land. Let that wind blow and let it overturn every false ruler, every false king. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you. We call upon you. The one that reigneth, the one whose throne is established in righteousness. It is your name that we call. And in the memory of Ascateme, Akobaria Mastanda Babo, Ambarahabasaka, Abarabarabasaka, 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 Escambrata Baraya, Escambrata Tecabela. Ifara kampata, arema asalia, arema asalia, egabata basata, egarada baskabia. Lord, you say to us that yet a little space, that grace will come from above. The ruins of many years shall be built up and our land shall be free. Lord, this is a time we fight for this window. We fight for this window. We fight for this window. We refuse the enemy to take advantage of this season, of this time. Ayeka menale, ayeka menale, ayeka menale, ayeka menale, ayezale babaya. Ah, Terra Mastate Bradibalai. Lord, many of us have wandered in the wilderness. We are weary
we are faint. Lord, let the feeble, oh God, not become crippled. Let them that are faint not die. For we have come to the threshold. An evil beast has come to topple the destiny of many. But right now, oh God, we rise up with a cry, with a lamentation towards the King of Kings, that thou wouldest stretch forth thy hands, that thou wouldest stretch forth thy hands and bring a sudden deliverance. Kaile Rahabaska, Kaile Marabaska Dabiarababa, Embara Kapatos Kembre, Kurafa Sagabala, Kusale Halia, Kusale Rabaskanema, Kusale Alabaskamina, Kulia Harabaskalima. In Jesus' name.
Whenever Israel was perplexed and they itemize and enumerate their troubles, they always catch their breath with a statement that committed God. They said, but thou, O God, art our Father. Thou. Because when they said that, they committed God in a most special way to look upon their plight and to see their affliction. As you pray right now, I want you to call him your Father. As you involve him into the events of this moment. Hallelujah. The destinies of many are about to be compromised. The destinies of men. But thou, O God, thou art our Father. Went to visit my auntie in Boko, and the whole house was devoid of one dime. Be somebody that worked for 35 years in civil service and retired honorably. What's the problem? Every time several people in government go for a burial somewhere, it will reflect on the date of payment of pension. The truth is, God did not give any man that kind of power. No. So when Israel gets to a point where the oppression is neck deep, they say, but thou, you are our Father. Friends, Saturday is a critical day. In fact, there are several people who, because of fear, have said they will not go out on Saturday. Is it Tuesday? All right, Tuesday. Okay, amen. It's better for it to be Tuesday. It's better. So that Wednesday there will be work. If it's Saturday, they have Sunday to fight again. But if it's Tuesday, we'll be working on Wednesday. It's better. Many people have sworn to several deities. Some others have taken oaths in dark places. When you study your Bible, you will see several agents that God uses to bring sudden change. Or can we say several agencies, not agents, but agencies, by which God brings sudden change. We need such sudden change, sudden. And the reason why the hearts of many are faint is because if the first election that we did brought a result that is so, many say, all right, there's no point. Since the results will come out anyway, let's just stay home and save our lives. That's the operation of witchcraft. And one of the principles of witchcraft is to bring people to a point of intimidation. In my own candid opinion, all the roadblocks in this city have not yielded one criminal. There is something beyond catching criminals and bringing law and order into the city that is going on about those roadblocks. Just to intimidate people and to give them a consciousness of some kind of fear. Because in that atmosphere, manipulation is easy, control is easy, domination is easy. But we're asking for a sudden change. There are many times that God does not act until the 11th hour. Many times where he doesn't step in until the darkness is very dark, just to show that he is God. And I'm fully persuaded that this is one of such times where there will be a mighty overturning, irrespective of the intimidation, irrespective of the suppression and the oppression of the threats everywhere. A sudden intervention from God. And you know, the prayers we are doing tonight are just prayers that are preliminaries. Because when we wake up that Tuesday morning, we want to blot out the right hand of violence. Just blot it out. At least you are in charge of your polling booth. And you are going to pray about that booth before you get there. And please, go out and vote. I registered in Lagos. That's why I can't vote here. If it were computerized and you can vote anywhere, I'll be online before you get there. Hallelujah. Besides, I don't even know who to vote in Lagos. Don't know their names. But I know the current governor. That's the only person I know. But I don't know any other person's name. House of Rep. Who will I vote in? In fact, in my state, I went there. I don't know their names. It's Philip that knows. Hallelujah. We're asking for a sudden intervention. Sometimes you will see the Bible speaks about the east wind that breaketh the ships of Tarshish. That's one of the agencies that God uses to bring about a sudden change. The east wind. Check it all through scripture. Every time you find the east wind, it comes from the Lord and it comes to destroy something suddenly. This east wind was the wind that troubled Jonah. When Jonah wanted to disobey, the east wind. Hallelujah. Suddenly came and began to intervene. Are you with me now? There are some that I think people have taken oaths. They have taken oaths in dark places. They have boasted. Even if you read the dailies. Somebody brought a newspaper home today and you could almost see boasting. That is just 18 days. Sudden change. Sudden change that can confound the mighty. You must understand that there were men like Ahithophel those days. And if Ahithophel should give a counsel, it was as if somebody consulted an oracle of God. And those guys... Ahithophel was the uncle of Bathsheba that David defied and set up his husband to die. So because of that, when the kingdom began to fragment, it was easy to understand why he was against David. David was not afraid of the spears and the swords on the other side, but he knew that there was a man called Ahithophel there. His counsel was better than 100 foot soldiers ready for combat. And David cried. What he cried about was that God will bring a sudden change. Because if the pattern continues the way it is going, David knew that he had no hope for victory. So he had to cry for a strange intervention. He had to call out for a sudden change. Can we pray that prayer? A sudden change. That's what we ask of the Lord. Just a sudden change. That our people might have a breath again of fresh air. That there might be some peace. That violence, oppression can be lifted. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. The sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Suddenly help comes from Zion. Suddenly the God brings about an intervention. He makes it impossible for rigging to take place. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change. Sudden change, Lord. Kapre Saleman Hayabo. Imbaranomos Kontopri Arabaka de Baskadi. Shebabori Makante Bregetela Bakasalia Brakatani. Impokoronto Brakense. Saile Parantomina Antolia. Impara Kapeska Tula. Saberia Kapendas Kambreketeli Makuta. A sudden, 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 sudden change. A landslide victory. A landslide victory. A landslide victory for the deliverance of the people. A landslide victory. Kasemina Zabrera Babale Mokoske. Embrameno Sekeria Mankantebo. Ibaye Kantendos Kaprakabanta Libakade. Ziba barakatamina sobria la babane escambresa lunda aparante en consamalata igabo igabaya mansuria ayeba sakabaye asilantendo barante kaskemani la manzaria evrasta temboha epirana kate jakatomina kade babaria braseta. Sudden change, sudden intervention, sudden change. You that turn divine as mad, you that turn divine as mad, Lord, this is your time. We have exhausted all we know how to do, and we look to you for help to come from Zion. Bring about a sudden change, a sudden change, a sudden change, sudden change, sudden change, sudden change, sudden change, a sudden change, a sudden change, sudden change. Sudden change, sudden change. Leila brasketa mina zubria la bazali. La hafrande boro compatasu. Ikaberahande, a sudden change.